All right, Pierce Brown, just before I hit record, I was talking to you. It seemed like you were up, down, like kind of swapping spots all day long, and kind of a little bit like Mosman, your teammate, up, back, and down, like a lot of things happening out there for you.
Yeah, it was a hectic day. I had a better day than last weekend, but still definitely not even close to where I want to be or where I know I can be. But it was good to be up there in the battle for a little bit. Just struggled all day, so couldn't put it together, but... it's a step forward from last weekend, so that's all I could ask for, and hopefully we just keep on improving for the next however many rounds.
It seemed like four motos happened today, so maybe I'm off, but first moto, did you fall, or did you have like one or two really bad laps?
Did I fall? Dude, I don't know. I think I did fall.
Like, I think you went from 7th to 10th or something in a couple of laps or something like that, or maybe they were just not good laps.
No, it was tough. I landed the finish line in that left-hander, and a lapper right in front of me crashed, so I got stuck in his bike. And as I was trying to get my bike out of his, I got passed by a couple of guys. So it was just a little bit of bad luck right there. But like I said, it was cool to be up in the fight for a little bit, but definitely didn't want to be on that end of it. I wanted to be up front a little bit farther.
You're a West Coast guy, but do you like the change back east here?
Yeah, I'm a West Coast guy, but I spent a lot of time on the East Coast in my amateur career, so I feel like this type of dirt suits me better. I'm happy the rounds are East Coast for sure. I just want to keep on improving, but I think these next couple rounds are going to suit my style.
Can we just blame Will for today? Can we just do that?
It's all Will's fault. Okay. Always Will's fault.
Thanks very much, Pierce. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Cool.